Egypt's response to ISIS doesn't necessarily mean change. Doors open for gospel workers in the Arabian Peninsula, and shoeboxes carry the good news to Mexico. We'll take a look at all of these stories today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Since the ISIS slaughter of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya, thousands are fleeing back across home borders. At the same time, a top Egyptian cleric is calling for teaching reforms to curb the extremism that leads to terrorism. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
it absolutely has to do with the slaughter of those 21 Coptic Christians in Libya, and they are reacting strongly.
However, that could rebound.
This actually may even fire up ISIS and Al-Qaeda and some of these other groups because, you know, say, hey, you know, we're trying to tone Islam down, and I think there's going to be a reaction to that as well.
Egypt avenged the deaths with airstrikes on ISIS. But what does that mean for Christians? It doesn't necessarily mean safety. The Muslim Brotherhood hasn't gone away, and there are still attacks on believers.
We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters that they will remain strong and courageous in persecution, but also that they'd have wisdom. You know, what do they say? What don't they say? They need a lot of wisdom.
Read the full article at missionnews.org. Next, do you ever wonder what the hurt, the lost, and the persecuted are praying for? E3 Partners shared an urgent prayer request from Amir, a believer from Syria, who asks you to pray for the 90 Christians who were kidnapped by ISIS. He's pleading with you to pray with him for protection over other villages who may be faced with other ISIS attacks. If you want to make a difference in the lives of these persecuted Christians, look for the links to the 838 Facebook prayer ministry at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. In a closed country in the Arabian Peninsula, Operation Mobilization workers are encountering new openness to the gospel. Through conversations, children's comments, and curriculum, they're getting more opportunities to share the truth. However, these workers are also experiencing some intense challenges, both physically and spiritually, as they seek to introduce others to Jesus. Pray for the men and women in this country as they continue sharing the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, when you think about world problems, does marriage ever cross your mind? Well, probably not. But one field worker of Partners Relief and Development has a heart for marriage and community issues in Burma.
In the grand scheme of things, it's a small part of Partners' work, but we believe in the long term it's significant. We focus some of our work on working with couples inside the country on marriage issues.
Renewed marriages become a testimony to entire communities about God's love. We easily become numb to world news and war and violence, so the topic of marriage seems unimportant. What should we do?
My answer is actually very short, but I think it's absolutely right on. And that's this. If God cares about and created those people and will do whatever it takes to find ways to rescue them in any ways possible, we should be finding ways to do the same thing. In other words, if they matter to God, they need to matter to us.
Ask God to use Christian marriages in Burma to spread the gospel. And for Family Christian Store staffer Mike Bowles, a recent trip to Mexico meant more than escaping cold winter weather. It opened his eyes to the impact that Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child are having on communities.
It's empowering pastors in their own countries to deliver that gospel, to minister to children, to pull families together and create new churches.
Bowles helped deliver OCC shoeboxes to a small village in Veracruz, Mexico.
This is a community where the houses are made out of tin and plastic and cardboards and pallets. The local church is going to come back and feed the children, all for the express purpose of starting the church in the future.
Each year at their stores, Family Christian provides empty OCC boxes for customers to take home and fill.
This fall, look for the shoeboxes. Be a part of this ministry.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories that change lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire both you and your family. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.